All right, on the phone with me, celebrity chef extraordinaire Charmaine Broughton. Char, there is a food trend going on, and I'm all for it because it involves cheese.
It involves cottage cheese. Are you a fan of cottage cheese?
I'm going to be honest, no.
Oh, okay. Well, you might be after our chat this morning.
Let's talk this food trend, Char. Why is it a thing, and what recipes for cottage cheese do you have for us?
Well, I think what people like about cottage cheese, or why it's trending, is because it's fairly low in calories, it's higher in protein, and it's low in sugar. And, you know, everybody wants to eat a little healthier these days and incorporate more protein into their diet. So, hey, cottage cheese is a convenient way to do it. But, you know, when I think of cottage cheese, I think of, like, my mom back in the 80s would have it on Melba toast.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But we are not doing the cottage cheese and Melba toast combination today. The first recipe is my 5-minute berry cottage cheese ice cream.
Well, you've got me sold.
Yeah, if you're craving ice cream, but you don't want all the fat and calories, you know, with the traditional ice cream, what you're going to do is you're going to take some frozen berries, pop them into your food processor, and buzz them up until they're fairly, like, roughly chopped. And then you're going to add some cottage cheese, a little bit of maple syrup and vanilla, and you're going to buzz it really well, but you have to be patient. You're going to want to get in there with your spatula and scrape down the sides of the bowl. And within maybe 2 minutes, you have the smooth, maybe it's more like a frozen yogurt texture as opposed to an ice cream, but it's so delicious. It really hits the spot. And what I like to do, especially after an hour of hot yoga, I'll add in some vanilla protein powder. So it's like a cold treat after hot yoga, but I'm getting even more protein. It's so delicious. Highly recommend it.
That sounds awesome, Char. And as you normally do, you've probably brought a couple more. What else do you have for us when talking cottage cheese?
Okay, so the next one is the viral cottage cheese pizza crust. So I've put my own little spin on this. So what you're going to do for this one, you're going to take some cottage cheese and some eggs. It's basically just two ingredients. You're going to pop those into your food processor, buzz it up until it's really smooth. Again, scrape down the sides of the bowl when it's necessary. And I like to add some onion powder, a little bit of garlic powder, and a pinch of chili flakes. Then what you're going to do with this mixture is pour it onto a baking sheet lined with parchment paper. But what's really important for this, even though you're using parchment paper, you want to make sure that you grease the parchment paper well, because this mixture tends to stick even to the parchment paper. And you're going to pour the mixture into about an 8.5 or 9-inch round pizza, and then pop it into the oven at 350 for about 40 minutes until the edges are brown and the middle is set. And what you want to do is you want to bring it out of the oven and you want to let it cool completely, because it will start to crisp up as it cools. Once it cools, then you can add your toppings. And really, you can go to town with whatever toppings, you know, gets you excited when it comes to pizza. I like to do a pesto crust with mushrooms and sun-dried tomatoes, some goat cheese. Then you pop it back in the oven for about 15 minutes until it's all warmed through and the cheese is melted. And ta-da, you've got this low-carb, delicious, flavorful pizza crust that's high protein.
That sounds awesome. Anytime you can healthy up pizza, I'm for it.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm all for like a flour-based pizza crust as well. But, you know, on those days maybe that, you know, you want to fit into your little black dress on the weekend, but you still want to enjoy pizza, this might be the one for you.
There it is for you. And you have anything else for us, Char?
I do. Quickly, my oatmeal bake. So my apple, coconut, and cottage cheese oatmeal bake. And one thing I have to say about all of these recipes, even if you're not a fan of cottage cheese, I almost guarantee you will enjoy all of these dishes. So I encourage the listeners to give them a try. And this oatmeal bake has a coconut crunch topping and a cinnamon drizzle. So the wet ingredients, you're going to take some cottage cheese, a little bit of milk, a little bit of maple syrup, eggs, vanilla, and coconut extract. Whisk that all together. You're going to add your dry ingredients, which are some oats, some walnuts, some pumpkin seeds, some cinnamon, ginger, chia flax, and hemp seed. Because you know me, Kev, I'm all about those plant protein and high fiber ingredients. Some salt, some chopped up apples. You're going to whisk the wet ingredients with the dry. pop it into an 8-inch well-greased casserole dish, into the oven 40 minutes, and then you want to top it. The coconut crunch topping is some walnuts, some coconut, some cinnamon ginger, some more maple syrup. You mix that all up. You sprinkle that on top before it goes in the oven. When it comes out, it is, your house will smell absolutely amazing. You've got this delicious and doable oatmeal bake with a beautiful crunch topping. And then the glaze is just some icing sugar, a little bit of milk, and cinnamon. And you just drizzle that glaze on top of each portion. And no doubt in my mind, your family will gobble this up for breakfast. It also makes like a great mid-afternoon snack and or an afternoon snack for the kids. Something, you know, healthy, delicious, lots of plant protein and fiber. And cottage cheese.
That sounds awesome. Charmaine Broughton, Delicious and Doable. That is the cookbook that you wrote, and you can get it right here in Stratford.
You sure can.
And where can people find details for you, Charmaine Broughton?
Yeah, so all the recipes will be up on my website, charmainebroughton.com, and I think you'll have a link on your website there as well. And just like you mentioned, Kev, if the listeners are interested in my cookbook, Delicious and Doable, Recipes for Real and Everyday Life, it is available at Fanfare Books in Stratford on Ontario Street.
Fantastic, Char. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.